Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Hey, oh.
How you doing, man?
Oh, hey. I'm doing good, buddy. Feeling good. Got a bunch of caffeine this morning. I'm ready to go. And with that said, let's do our sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking our fridges with delicious Bud Light. Whether you're getting some Bud Light for home or at your favorite bar, and wait, you can enjoy Bud Light responsibly while watching your favorite teams on the big screen, or maybe a smaller screen, or if you're listening to them on the radio like I have to do sometimes with the Packers. Either way, Bud Light is there, so enjoy responsibly and get in on the action with Bud Distributing. All right, what do you got for sports?
Hey, Bud. All right, so we don't have much sports, so we're going to get through a few stories here and yeah, deal with it because absolutely nothing was going on.
Deal with it.
Baseball, about 5 years ago, the Chicago Cubs signed pitcher John Lester. He ended up leading the Cubs to their first World Series championship in 108 years. Well, the contract is now up, so Lester will be moving on. But as a gesture of goodwill to the people of Chicago, he gave away beer at four Chicago bars over the weekend. He picked up the tab for nearly 5,000 Miller Lights, tipping 34%. There you go, Kit, which is his uniform number, and spending more than $43,000 over the weekend. So
what you could say, that was a real nice gesture from Lester.
$43,000, man. Yeah, if you're a baseball player, that's jump change.
That's what kills me. Is like, because for him, he's like, oh, I'm doing this great thing, but 43 out of a how many million-dollar contract? I mean, did you really notice it? Like, do you feel it? Does your accountant look at you the next day and be like, what were you thinking? Or is it like, hey, for some reason, there's like this one little mark on here. What is that? Don't worry about it.
Zero dents in his wallet. But you know what? Good gesture. And you know what? Good doing it for the people. So nice. I think they appreciate that over there in Chicago.
Yeah.
Pro football news. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson wants to play until he's 45 years old. And he's spending about $1 million a year to make that happen. Of course, with an annual salary of $35 million. He can afford to spend some money on himself. The 31-year-old says he drops a cool million each year on a full-time trainer, a full-time physical therapist, a full-time masseuse, and two personal chefs.
Jeez.
He also has a hyperbaric. Is that a word? Hyperbaric?
Yeah, the chamber there, whatever it is.
Yeah, hyperbaric chambers. Two hyperbaric chambers. What are those? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Those go in, and I think they got all like it gives you way more oxygen. Like it's an oxygen rich environment. You know, they go back and they say, like, when we look back at like dinosaurs and even the vegetation back during that time, like everything was huge. That's because there was more oxygen in the atmosphere. Oxygen just feeds the body, it feeds the cells. So you got these guys that'll go into these hyperbaric chambers. And it's more oxygen, just more oxygen for the body. So
more and more players trying to play a little bit longer. I think especially in the QB spot, because the QB is getting a little bit more protected now so than they have back in the past.
Oh, for sure. You and I were kind of kicking that around the other day, not taking anything away from the quarterbacks of today. You look at like the Pat Mahomes and everything like that. Obviously super talented guys, but they also aren't getting destroyed like they were even 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, it's different now. It is
Which
different.
Is kind of crazy because how old is Russell Wilson?
He's 35. Is he older than Rodgers?
Is he that old?
Hold on, let me, Russell Wilson. Cool, because we talked about this the other day. Drew Brees is 41 years old. You don't 41? Think about that. Russell Wilson's only 31, dude.
Oh, damn. Really?
I thought he was way older than that. He's been a stud in the league since he was, 22 years old, 23 years old?
That's why I thought he was so much older.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's what's crazy about the QBs now, that they're going to, 45 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Like your Tom Brady, your Russell Wilson, your Drew Brees. Rodgers is going to keep going, man. Yeah. How old is he, 38?
38, yeah. And he wants to, he is following the kind of Tom Brady formula. I think a lot of quarterbacks are because they want a long career on this. So
what's crazy is these quarterbacks that are going to that age nowadays, they played in the league when the quarterbacks weren't protected.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so if you think about, like, you know, like your Patrick Mahomes these days, they're getting protected from day one.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
They're not getting smashed throughout their career. So a lot of these guys, dude, maybe they'll go to like 50 in the future, 55. Because if you think about it, man, like the guys that are going to 45 right now took a beating in the early 2000s.
Yep.
Took a beating. And they're making it to 45. If Mahomes gets protected his whole entire career, dude, the guy's going to be dropping bombs at like 70 years old.
So it's interesting. Rodgers, actually, he was talking about this, and it was in the conversation, you know, hey, playing older, following Brady's kind of footsteps as far as your diet, your workout routine, you know, picking up yoga, doing all these things to extend your career. And he talked back about, like, you know, when he first started taking over after Favre left, and he's like, man, the cafeteria, we had some vending machines. The food we were eating was garbage. We had soda. Mm-hmm. And it's like he talking about Yoo-hoos. Yeah, but exactly. And but that's how it was. Like, they just didn't the nutrition wasn't a big part of it. Now they spend so much time. Russell Wilson, you said, has two chefs, for God's sakes. You know, mm-hmm. You can eat pretty healthy when you got someone making delicious, healthy meals for you. You know what I mean?
You know, and another thing, too, is I think you almost have to – you have to perform to play at an older age, because I know for a fact the NFL tells you you're too old. They're like, you're done. You got it. Nobody kind of looks at you anymore. Like, you really have to perform to play in your older age. So, dude, you're getting pressure from like all sides, age, the NFL, you know, your body. But who knows, man? Looks like people are starting to play a little bit longer, so. There you go. I got another college football story, but I'm going to leave that for next hour. So there you go. That's
save
sports.
It. Good enough. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Right.
All righty. Good morning. 727 Brock Hunter.
What up, kid?
Yeah, ace. All right.
We got sports right now?
Yeah, we do. Sports? We do have sports right now.
Oh, boy.
Should we do it?
Ain't much going on.
That's all right. No one really listens for our sports anyways. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
You jerk. Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridge with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets, hashtag Showtime Cam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown.
Get ready for a kick-ass sports report. Honestly, there really wasn't much going on last night, so we're just going to read some stories here. Baseball. About 5 years ago, the Cubs signed pitcher John Lester. He ended up leading the Cubs to their first World Series championship in 108 years. You know that guy.
That guy.
Well, the contract is up, and Lester will be moving on. But as a good gesture to the people of Chicago, he gave away beer at four Chicago bars over the weekend. He picked up the tab for nearly 5,000 Miller Lights, tipping 34%. Which is his uniform number, spending more than $43,000 over the weekend for the people of Chicago. So, dude, that's 5,000 Miller Lights. Jeez.
that's a good weekend right there. I'd have fun with that many.
You know? Moving on, pro football. The Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson wants to play until he's 45 years old. I think a lot of people are looking to their future and trying to play a little bit longer here in the NFL. He's spending about $1 million a year to make it happen. Of course, with an annual salary of $35 million, he can afford to spend some of that money. 31-year-old says he drops a cool million each year on a full-time trainer, a full-time physical therapist, a full-time masseuse, and two personal chefs. He also has two hyperbaric chambers to keep him healthy and breathing. And that's pretty wild, man. That's one crazy thing that, like, you think about that money can really bring you.
Oh, yeah.
A full-time masseuse, you know, a physical therapist.
It's
trainer.
So funny to me whenever it's not just sports. Like, everyone's like, oh, my God, these celebrities. Like, it's just, how do they look so good? It must be good. No, they have their own personal cook. They got their own personal trainer. They don't have stress because they're not sitting there pulling their hairs out, figuring out how they're going to pay their bills this month. They're not working, you know, 80 hours a week. Of course. And now with Russell, I mean, when you can afford it, yeah, that's why the guy looks great.
God, don't you feel like a king at that point? Like, you got all these people, like, just like a full-time masseuse. I think that's the one I would select out of those five.
Is it a like, happy ending masseuse or not?
You know? Hey, if you're Russell Wilson and you got that much money.
Probably.
Probably.
Of course, he is married to Sierra, so it's not like he's doing bad in the lady department either. So.
Very true. Christ. Very true. Moving on, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers football team dealing with the serious coronavirus mess. You guys heard about that. The game against Purdue, which was scheduled for this Saturday, has been canceled. Team-related activities remain paused indefinitely because there are staggering 27 active cases within the program. Jeez, dude.
Yep.
Oh, it's 27.
If everyone's making out with each other or making out with the same girl, either way, cripes.
No more team orgies. You can't be doing that. You know?
Oh, man.
So, hey, you know what? Badgers weren't looking too bad this year, weren't they?
No,
weren't they anticipated to be pretty damn good?
Yeah,
so that kind of sucks.
They usually have a good run, but apparently they can't just, you know, put their masks on and just take her easy for a while. You know, you got to go to the Lambda, Lambda, Lambda frat party, for God's sakes. Ah, yeah. So stupid.
Well, I know the Wolverines had a sigh of relief there. I mean, nobody wants anybody sick, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know.
We had your number. Yeah.
So there you go, Matt. Like I said, ain't nothing going on. There ain't nothing going on last night. Zero scores. Literally, I'm looking for scores. Unless you want to talk about, like, soccer, something overseas, we could do that. But there you go. That's your sports report. Deal with it.
I like it. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.